Hi, I'm Joan. I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to start off just giving you a brief synopsis of my childhood. And, you know, I am definitely not one of those people that can blame my being a drunkard on my upbringing, because I had the most wonderful parents in the world. I was the youngest of 11 kids in a Catholic family. And my parents treated us all like we were their only children. And so I had a good childhood, but, you know, when I was about 15, my father, you know, he liked to drink beer. He was a total normie. He liked to play tennis with his friends, and he had a tapper in the back bedroom. And my older siblings, they all drank, but, you know, nothing alcoholically. And I went in there when I was 15 and poured myself a glass of beer, and oh my gosh, that feeling. I knew that I wanted some more of this. And so it kind of started then. I didn't drink during school at high school. Everything was fine. I definitely liked to go to parties on weekends. And I'd usually go into the beer tapper in the back and have a few before I went out. And go out with the girlfriends, and I'd always get my six-pack of Mickey's Big Mouth and drink that while my girlfriends, you know, had a couple California coolers. And they would, you know, just laugh at how much I could drink. And we'd go to parties, and I could drink any guy under the table. And I was the life of the party, and, you know, I had a couple mishaps, falling in a bush and passing out in weird places, but, you know, nothing too horribly bad. Fell in love with my husband and got married when I was 19, just because I fell in love and I wanted to get married, and we did. So we got married, and, you know, everything was pretty smooth. I waited 5 years before we started having kids, and we had three children. I was a stay-at-home mom, and we liked to drink and party, but I pretty much had everything under control, and everything went fine. And then probably when my last one, my third child, was around two, I started picking up the pace ever so slightly. We knew three kids, we were done. And, you know, the last one was pretty he was two, drinking a little bit more, three. And it just slowly started progressing. You know, it's funny because you have your sobriety date of when you got sober, but I don't think anybody can go back and say a definitive date of when they became an alcoholic. It just came on so gradually. The episodes of the blackouts increased so slightly with each year. By the time my youngest was 9 years old, The time I started drinking in the evening got a little bit sooner, and the blackouts started increasing. We'd go over, get together with other parents with the kids, and I'd wake up the next morning, my husband wasn't speaking to me. The kids just looked at me with disgust, and, you know, at first it was like, oh, give me a break, you know, you worry too much, and your kids are too uptight, stop worrying your kids. But then as time went on, people started telling me what I did and, you know, passing out in the bathroom and your kids are watching you and things like that. So in the meantime, I did get a job. I was working part-time. I went back to my old career in mortgage banking, working at Coldwell Banker at an assistant to a loan officer. The drinking started increasing, and, you know, in the morning I'd wake up, and the little bit of the shakes, not too bad, but I thought, gosh, you know, I'm just so nervous. This sucks. You know, I'm just going to just a couple of those little glasses of wine before I go to work. That'll do the trick. And so a couple glasses of wine, And then, you know, the lunch hour led to a couple more. Just started snowballing. And next thing I knew, I was at a company barbecue that we had. I blacked out, and I woke up in a strange neighborhood in my car. My husband apparently was looking for me all night. He found me, brought me home. And the scary thing is, you know, I called in sick to my boss. My boss was really pissed at me. And then I thought, well, okay, I told him it was a, you know, one-time thing. You know, I don't have a problem. But by then, I was so physically addicted to the alcohol that I had to drink. Now, it was four bottles of wines, those little wine bottles, before work. And then at lunchtime, I had to go back out and get, it was usually Bacardi and vodka. And, you know, as insane as it is, I would put it in big gulp container, bring it into work and work while my big gulp container was there, and I had to sip on it. Otherwise, my hands were shaking too bad to write. So that progressed on to, you know, I did loan sign-ups, would go out to do loan sign-ups, and I would, you know, get drunk before I did that. And a couple of the clients started complaining, you know, she smells like alcohol, and I think there's an issue. And, you know, it was always someone else's fault. That wasn't my problem. And so the last thing in the world I ever wanted to admit was that I was an alcoholic, because that scared the hell out of me, because the worst thing in the world to me was thinking I could never drink again. So my whole life was spent, I've got to get a grip on this. I have to quit. Okay, you need to stop drinking in the morning. So, you know, what I would get a prescription for Xanax. I take a day off of work, take that to go through the withdrawals for one day, and then I'd go to work resolved, I'm just not drinking anymore. And, you know, it just didn't happen. I got into work one day, I drank too much at lunch, screwed up on one of the loans I was working on, and didn't make any sense, and so I got fired. You know, okay, so I'm fired, and I said, okay, I'm going I got to get my act together here. I proceeded to get another job, ended up, my boss had to drive me home because I was drunk and passed out at my desk. And needless to say, I was drinking before work, during lunch. And so I came home, went into my boss 2 days later, told her, I'm an alcoholic. I need to get some help here. She said, okay, well, you do realize you're fired. And I said, yeah, I realize that. Okay. This point, I'm starting to get used to losing jobs. I went to Mesa Vista and detox. They told me your liver is in too bad a shape to give you withdrawals. They gave me a special medication that bypasses your liver. So that week, really, my brain started turning around. I really got my act together at Mesa Vista, and I owe my life to them. And from there, I got serious about AA. I was in and out of the doors of AA just enough to get my next job, or my husband will start speaking to me again, then I'd start drinking again. But this time, I can't do it. I just can't. I got to be serious. So, you know, I've been serious about AA. I have commitments. I have a sponsor. I've done my 12 steps. And most of all, I stay close to God. You know, my God is the God of the Bible. And the Son Jesus, I rely on Him every day. I start my day giving myself over to Him, and putting everything in His hands. And He's helped me tremendously. I owe my life to Him, and I owe my life to my friends and my family. I have two sisters that have, well, one sister that's a practicing alcoholic. I have another sister that's a recovering alcoholic that's here tonight. And we've really enjoyed going to meetings together. And so I have a new life in AA, and I just had to, I guess, make sure my fun card was all punched out. I just had to make absolutely sure. And it definitely is. And so I spend my Saturday nights going to speaker meetings, and this is my first one I've spoken at. But thank you all for listening, and thank you for having me. And hopefully I'll have as many years as Claire. So thank you.